Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are compassion, you are mercy, you are grace, you are love so great that for us you gave your one and only begotten Son so we could have eternal life with you. Help us. Help us learn that real love is sacrificially, gives of itself to bring life-transforming change to others, as you have done for us through your only begotten Son, Jesus. I pray in that name above all names, the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you like you to think back to your childhood days? Maybe, depends on you. It could be kindergarten, could be nursery school, could be elementary, junior high, senior high. Just, it could be you. I'd like you to think back, remember the first time you had a crush on somebody. That first case of puppy love, and how that girl or that boy was the most dreamy. And you would do anything for them to like you. I mean, you'd do anything for them to like you. Do you remember those feelings? The butterflies, the fears, the uncertainties, all of those emotions coming from inside of you all at once and really confusing. Now, looking back years later, with a little more maturity and a little farther down life experiences, can you smile and chuckle at your younger self? Being honest with yourself, the younger you really did not know what love truly was, correct? You just really didn't at that young age. I mean, you were filled with ideas of infatuation and fanciful, flirtatious feelings that movies put into your mind, that the one you had that crush on was a dream come true. Then, one time or another, you probably experienced reality come crashing in, and you got crushed. Your tender heart was crushed, and all those mixed up emotions were thrown even more mixed up. It took time to learn. And it really does take time, a lifetime, to learn what love truly and really is. Love, compassion, grace, mercy. Love is more, much more than giving and receiving. It's, will you part with what is most important in your heart for the sake of Jesus Christ and His gospel? The year was 1810, and missionary Adoniram Judson was preparing to propose to Anne Haseltine. Adoniram sought Anne's father's permission, John Haseltine. To get Mr. Haseltine's permission, Adoniram wrote one of the most extraordinary letters ever written, that in many ways has become very famous for the way the permission to marry Anne Haseltine was asked for from her father, John Haseltine. And fathers, if you had received this following letter, would you give your consent for your daughter to marry such a man? Here's the letter. Listen to these astounding words of Adoniram Judson. I have now to ask whether you can consent to part with your daughter early next spring, to see her no more in this world, whether you can consent to her departure and her subjugation and her subjection to the hardships and sufferings of a missionary life. Whether you can consent to her exposure to the dangers of the ocean, to the fatal influences of the southern climate of India, to every kind of want and distress, to degradation, insult, persecution, and perhaps a violent death. Can you consent to all this for the sake of Him who left His heavenly home and died for her and for you? For the sake of the perishing immortal souls, for the sake of Zion and the glory of God? Can you consent to all this in hope of soon meeting your daughter in the world of glory with the crown of righteousness, brightened with the acclamations of praise which shall redound to her Savior from heathens saved through her means from eternal woe and despair? Fathers, could you give consent to such a request of marrying your daughter? John Hasseltine did. Anne wrote to a friend after accepting Adoniram's proposal, and this is what she wrote. "I feel willing and expect, if nothing in providence prevents, to spend my days in this world in heathen lands. Yes, Lydia, I have come to the determination to give up all my comforts and enjoyments here, sacrifice my affections to relatives and friends, and go where God, in His providence, shall see fit to place me." The missionary life and the thoughts of the church in the 1800s flows right from exactly what we're talking about today. "For God so loved that He gave." Love, compassion, grace, mercy. Love is much, much more giving than receiving. Will you part with what is most important in your heart for the sake of Jesus Christ and His gospel? A short story begins. $1.87. That was all. And 60 cents of it was in pennies. Pennies saved one and two at a time by bulldozing the grocer and the vegetable man and the butcher until one's cheeks burned with the silent imputation of parsimony that such close dealing implied. Three times Della counted it, $1.87. And the next day would be Christmas. And so begins that Christmas classic by O. Henry, "The Gift of the Magi." O. Henry concludes, "And here I have lamely related to you the uneventful chronicles of two foolish children in a flat who most unwisely sacrificed for each other the greatest treasure of their house. But in a last word to the wise of these days, let it be said that of all who gave gifts, these two were the wisest. Oh, all who give and receive gifts, such as they are wisest. Everywhere they are wisest, they are the Magi." Della gave her greatest treasure to buy a Christmas gift for Jim. Jim gave his greatest treasure to buy a Christmas gift for Della. Their love was moving them to think of the other, to sacrificially give their own greatest, most precious treasure for the other, to make Christmas truly be Christmas for the other. From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in the middle of it, that section, "Love is not self-seeking." Or in other words, love is not selfish. Love is not self-centered. Love is not self-absorbed. Now, this is hard to do. Can you part with what is most precious to you to express your love for another? Can you part with what is most precious to you to express your love to God and for God? 1 John chapter 4, verses 10 and 11. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. God loved us first. Perhaps you've done this with a friend, standing on the edge of a diving board and looking over to your friend who is on the edge of the other diving board and then looking down at the pool water. You looked at your friend, you looked down, you go first. No, you go first. You know, back and forth it went, you go first, you go first. And finally, let's go at the same, no, you go first. And on until one made the first move. God loved us first. God made the first move. It was not that we loved God, but He loved us and sent His Son as atoning sacrifice for His sin. Atoning sacrifice, the atonement. The central message of the Word of God is that God has provided the way for us, humanity, to return to a harmonious relationship with Him, reconciled to Him. From Genesis to Revelation, this connecting thread is there. God seeks to reconcile sinners to Himself. God is the initiator. God is the maker of the way. God loves us and gave His Son for us. God's justice is rightly expressed at sin. And in God's great love for us, the Father sent the Son to be the only sacrifice that could completely and truly accomplish what needed to be done. To keep God's perfect holiness, express God's perfect righteousness, and fulfill the fullness of God's perfect love for us. I find this to be one of the most moving verses of Holy Scripture. It's Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That is a moving verse of Holy Scripture. God demonstrates His love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Love is not about whether the person is worthy of your love, and love is not about whether the other person has earned your love. Love is not even about whether the other person will return love for your love. Love is loving the other irrespective of their response to your love. You love with the prayer and the hope that your love would break into his heart and bring about a transformation to his life. But you love for the sake of loving. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Sacrificial love gives for the other. It is by God's grace, the unmerited favor the Father has for us, that we can have eternal life with Him. And this eternal life is only through the one and only unique begotten Son of God. And it's yours simply by believing. Simply believe. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is so simple. Believe Jesus is the Son of God. Put your trust in Jesus and His redeeming work on the cross, and you will be saved. God's love for you and for all humanity made it so simple to be saved. Believe. And Hazeltine married Adoniram Judson. And the two went to India, and then they went on to Burma. Anne died overseas as a missionary after 13 years of marriage and much hardship and heartache. Through Anne's and Adoniram's loving sacrifice, radically loving sacrifice, they together gave as a family for the cause of Christ and the gospel of Jesus. God brought the life-redeeming gospel of Jesus to the people of Burma. Adoniram Judson gave the Burmese people the Bible translated into their own language. Today, there is about 3,700 churches in Myanmar that trace their foundation to the Judson family's labor of love. That loving, sacrificially loving those who did not know Christ. O. Henry's short story is a classic. The Gift of the Magi has made it into movies and onto TV in different fashions with the same something near and dear for the love of the other. Now, this is hard to do, but I still ask of you, can you part with what is most precious to you to express your love for another, especially to express your love for the living God? Can you part with what is most precious to express your love to God? God so loved that He gave His only begotten Son, that love, compassion, grace, mercy. Love is much more, much, much, much more about giving than it is about receiving. Will you part with what is most important and precious to you for the sake of Jesus Christ and His gospel? Will you love the things of God more than the things of this world? Will you seek the kingdom of God first? I invite you to respond with an emphatic and a vigorous yes. Yes to all of that. Because if you do, and as you do, the wonder of this kind of love, sacrificial, self-giving love, that kind of love will grow more and more inside of you. And as that kind of love grows more and more inside of you, you will come to know how truly merciful and gracious God truly is to you. And how compassionate God is to you. And how gracious God is to you. And how merciful God is to you as you learn to struggle with being compassionate, merciful, and gracious, and loving others. You'll come to know how much God truly loves you. God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son to redeem and save you. Love. 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 Amen.